With homelessness at a record high, the de Blasio administration is moving to help pay the rent for working families to leave the shelter system. WNYC's Marella Ivrak has new details on a strategy of rent subsidies that the city has tried before.
Stand in front of the intake center for homeless families in the Bronx, and you'll catch a glimpse of the crisis New York is facing. 13,000 families sleep in city shelters every night, a record high. And new families are still coming. Among them on a recent day, Kizzy Ayers, with her three children.
I don't want to be here. I wish I could do something else besides coming here, but unfortunately I couldn't. So I had to come here.
30-year-old Ayers is coming back into the shelter system after nearly 5 years, since 2010, when she got a rental subsidy called Advantage.
I had a lot of stability with that program. Yes, I did. I really did.
With the subsidy, she could afford an apartment in Queens Village. And after a year, when the subsidy expired, she stayed in the apartment. Ayers ran a small hair salon and babysat. But now, she's not making enough to cover her rent and is heading back to a shelter.
I need a subsidy in order to get a housing. You know what I mean? So that subsidy will actually help. It really will. It will really help.
The de Blasio administration is now working on a proposal for a new rental subsidy. According to a draft obtained by WNYC, the subsidy would be available to an estimated 1,400 to 2,800 families in which at least one member works full-time, 35 hours a week. For a two-bedroom apartment that costs $1,500 a month, a family could get a subsidy of $1,100. The total cost of the program could be as much as $115 million a year by the fifth year, according to the proposal. The city would have to negotiate with the state how to split that cost. The city says it's still refining the proposal and refused to comment for this story. But advocates, such as Patrick Marquis of the Coalition for the Homeless, say they're optimistic.
We hope that it's robust. We hope that it's a long-term subsidy program and doesn't make the fundamental mistake that the short-term subsidy programs of the Bloomberg era made.
New York City has used rental subsidies since the 1980s, but it primarily relied on federal resources, public housing, and vouchers to get families out of shelter. That changed in 2004 when the Bloomberg administration eliminated access to those resources and instead introduced short-term subsidies. Marquis criticized Advantage, the last such program.
Because it only provided one or a maximum of 2 years of rental assistance, which simply wasn't enough time for families to be able to afford the rent.
The result, he says, is a record high number of families living in shelters. According to the Department of Homeless Services, so far, 30% of the families in the Advantage program have returned to the shelter system. According to the city's proposal, new subsidies would be offered for 3 years, with the possible extension of up to 2 years. Crystal Merritt, who was also in Advantage and is now back in the shelter system, says additional time would help.
5-6 years, maybe 5 to 8 years, yeah, enough time to get people on their feet.
And she says she's willing to do whatever necessary to qualify for a subsidy.
I'm willing to work, jump over hoops, do whatever they want, as long as someone's going to be there to help me and I know it's reliable and I don't have to 1 year have it and 1 year don't.
But critics, including Mayor Bloomberg, speaking on WOR in 2011, have argued rental subsidies encouraged some people to enter the system when they didn't need to.
One theory is that some people have been coming into the homeless system, the shelter system, order to qualify for a program that helps you move out of the homeless system.
One expert says both sides are right. Dan O'Flaherty is a professor of economics at Columbia University who has studied New York City's rental subsidies.
The advocates are correct that they reduce the population in shelters. The opponents are correct that there is an incentive effect. It's just that the incentive effect is not as big as is commonly claimed.
What is big is the city's homelessness crisis. And experts say that while it's hard to design a perfect rental subsidy, it's harder to imagine a way out of that crisis without one. For WNYC, I'm Marella Ivrak.